The Commerce Department is reporting today that new home construction soared in July to its highest level since November. On the flip side, though, just yesterday, the mortgage giant Fannie Mae downgraded its forecast for the housing market. Cardiff Garcia with the Financial Times joins us to explain what is going on here. Cardiff, how do you square these two things?
Well, you know, the old line about predictions being hard, especially about the future. Well, you know, we found out today that construction was great in July, and it came right after this report came out from Fannie Mae that was really kind of gloomy. I don't think I'm as pessimistic as Fannie Mae is. You know, they cited the slowdown in activity at the start of the year, but I think we've seen the economy recover since then. They also cited higher mortgage rates than last year, but they were only climbing through the start of this year. Since then, they've been about flat, if not actually a little bit lower than they were then. So actually, I think there are some reasons for optimism, very, very cautious optimism. It's important to remember that the housing market really collapsed during the recession. And so it's coming off a very low base. It's only gradually healing, but I think it is.
Well, and one of the things that we're seeing in the report from the Commerce Department is that construction of multifamily units, including condos and apartments, was up 33%, and it makes you wonder if this is the new housing market that we're dealing with. It's not people going out and buying a single family home. It's people buying an apartment or a condominium or a part of a home with multifamily.
Yeah, and this is a really fascinating question. So part of the issue here is that it's been really, really hard to get a mortgage in the last few years. Banks have really, really tightened their credit standards. You have to have a very, very strong credit score to get one. And so a lot of people that might have preferred single-family homes have essentially moved into apartments. At the same time, you also have a lot of young people who simply couldn't afford houses or putting down a down payment or whatever. And so they too have moved into apartments. And so the real question is, does this signal a more fundamental change in the preference of Americans for houses, especially after the traumatic experience of what happened in 2007 and 2008? Or is this simply a cyclical problem? Is it a problem of lower incomes, or that for a long time, so many Americans and still don't have jobs? It's a really interesting question, and it's something that, honestly, we're not going to find out the answer to for probably another 5 to 10 years, is my guess.
Well, as you look at the housing market right now, are there parts of the country that are doing really well and other parts that aren't? I remember we talked to a couple of realtors recently, and the person in Phoenix said things are starting to cool off, and in Dallas, they said things have never been better.
Yeah, and I think it's no surprise that the really strong housing markets correlate to the places that have had strong jobs growth, really good jobs, better paying jobs. And then on the flip side, the same thing applies to the weaker parts of the housing market. So, yeah, places like New York, Boston, Austin, Texas are doing pretty well. Places like Detroit, Sacramento, even Las Vegas, after a fairly decent recovery in the years after the collapse, have started to slow down. And I think you're seeing this in a lot of different parts of the economy, not just in housing, this kind of bifurcation between those places where, middle and lower income people aren't doing so well, and then other places where high-skilled workers are getting good jobs. I think that's just, part of a broader trend of income inequality in the country.
And one thing that matters a lot for the housing market is what the Fed does. Any sense that they're going to raise rates anytime soon?
Well, that's a huge question. I don't think it's going to happen this year. It's a really interesting issue of whether or not it happens early or later next year. The question is, when are they going to signal when they're going to raise rates? And even then, we're all kind of looking for clues on that. But my sense of it is that that won't enter the equation, at least for several months.
Cardiff Garcia of the Financial Times, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.